BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
In the middle of the Second World War, in the dying days of empire, at least 3 million Indians, who were British subjects, died in the Bengal famine. 3 million. It's one of the largest losses of civilian life on the Allied side, yet there's no memorial to them anywhere in the world, not even a plaque. So how do 3 million people just disappear? I've spent the last year scouring archives and tracking down eyewitnesses for glimpses into that time.
They were walking round wailing, "Please, Mother, give us some rice water," because they're so desperate.
I had nightmares of some of the things that happened there. I used to have terrible dreams.
I've discovered cassette tapes that throw new light on colonial responsibility.
If those food grains had been distributed to the countryside, a good many deaths could have been saved.
I've uncovered how pressure was put on the BBC in its reporting of the famine.
This is all cut from the Home News Bulletin. They don't allow this to be broadcast.
I've searched for the last remaining survivors.
We didn't have to search for them. You know, they weren't hiding. They were all in plain sight, in villages all across West Bengal and Bangladesh. Just sitting there as the largest archive in the world, and nobody had bothered to talk to them.
And I've tried to understand why this history is so controversial today.
Why are there parts of our history that we feel unable or afraid to address? And aren't those precisely the parts we should be perhaps turning to? There is no voice of the 3 million people.
This is the story of the Bengal famine and the 3 million people, told for the first time by those who were there. It's a story that we don't know well, but maybe we should. 80 years on, those who lived through it are a vanishing generation. The time to find them is about to run out. Nearly all the testimony in the series has never been broadcast before. I'm Kavita Puri, and from BBC Radio 4 and the World Service, this is 3 Million. Listen on BBC Sounds.